1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm a health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Yeah, thank you for taking the call, Dr. Asa.
Sure.
The reason why I called, we had listened to your show earlier today.
Sure.
And you had talked about iconic... I'm sorry, the dog's barking. Yeah.
What is your question? I'm sorry. It's hard to hear.
My husband's been diagnosed with osteomyelitis with MRSA.
Okay.
And... Freiberg's infarction. I would like to know, what is the difference between the osteomyelitis killing the bone with infection and the Freiberg's infarction that has the bone dying? Can you explain the difference?
Well, now, say that again. He's been diagnosed with osteomyelitis, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the surgeon said that he believes it is Freiberg's infarction, which the bone is dying, and it's in his left foot, and
right.
He has peripheral neuropathy in both feet.
Okay. Now, when did the peripheral neuropathy start? Is that fairly new?
No, it's about 20 years now.
Oh, it's 20 years. Okay. And so nothing's been able to, I'm assuming that, you know, by you talking to your physicians, that no one's able to help him at this point. Is that right?
He's receiving treatment from an infectious disease physician. This is day 70 of intravenous vancomycin treatment.
Okay.
The osteomyelitis. But
right.
When we saw the orthopedic surgeon, he said he believes it might be Freiberg's infarction, which is where the bone is dying, caused from the peripheral neuropathy. I just wondered if you had an opinion on that.
Well, here's the deal. If it's Freiberg's infarction, is he sure about that, or is he just guessing?
He's waiting to see. On day 84, they're going to stop the intravenous antibiotic and allow the osteomyelitis to manifest itself in the foot. If it does not by the 7th of February, then he's more inclined to believe it's the Freiberg's infarction.
Yeah.
Which he says is a side effect of the peripheral neuropathy.
And so you're wanting to know why that happens? Is that kind of what you're asking?
What's your opinion on how one kills the bone and one the bones are dying? Why would they think they're similar?
Well, here's the deal. With Freiberg's infarction, it's always also known as avascular necrosis or AVN. And it's where there's a loss of blood supply in different areas of the bone. And so the metaphysis of the bone is what's usually affected. And when you got osteomyelitis, when the two go hand in hand, and with the Freiberg's, if the reason they're concerned about it, because if there's a loss of blood supply, then that's what causes the necrosis. Necrosis means that tissue of some kind is dying. And so that's usually very common. In peripheral neuropathy, a lot of times if there's a lack of nerve supply, or if there's damage to the nerve in that area, then it can go hand in hand with the blood supply. So that's kind of what they're talking about, and it's a real challenge, because when he's had osteomyelitis for so long, and again, it's an inflammation type disorder, because any type of itis has inflammation with it, so always remember that. And there's a lot of risk factors with that too. And so there's a lot of things. I mean, usually being obese, overweight, you know, those kind of things can be an issue if he's ever had, and that's any amount. It doesn't have to be grossly overweight. Even 20, 30 pounds over a long period of time can be enough. Now, some people say that it's even more than that, but typically it can be as slim as that, which, you know, 30 pounds today is almost the average American, really, if you think about it. But the history of that, it's a real challenge. And there's a lot to do with the body. You've got to think about it. If there's tissue dying, no matter where it is, like with Friedberg's, I mean, if there's tissue dying due to something that's been going on for a long period of time, can it be corrected? Well, probably not, because when you've got necrotic tissue, it's when it dies. And so, again, I'm all about talking about when the body regenerates every day. There's possibilities for that, but when you've got necrotic tissue, it's already died. When something dies, that's it. So you've got certain amounts of tissue that hadn't had a good blood supply to it over a long period of time. But if you can make some really good changes in his life, adding omega-3 fats, increasing vitamin D, little things like that, vitamin B6, pyridoxine for neuropathies to settle that down a little bit, making sure their doctors are okay with it, depending on the medications and whatnot that he's on, that can make a real big difference. Because cutting down inflammation in the body all the way around when you're dealing with any kind of itis, no matter what it is, and it's not the main reason, not the main factor with osteomyelitis, but it can be a factor. And it's always good to make sure that you've got the right stuff going in his body every single day so his body has a chance to make those good, new, healthy cells. But the one thing is, I wouldn't be discouraged. I would be encouraged, because there's a lot you can do. And that's what I always talk to people about. It's not what you can't do right now in the middle of what might seem like a bleak situation, and the doctors are telling you that it's this or that, and it's got some weird diagnosis, and how did this happen, and you know, you want to get to a place where you can overcome and you can beat the health challenge. And that's why I like to call it health challenge rather than disease, even though technically it is a disease. And that's what physicians will call it. But at the end of the day, a health challenge is something you can get over. You can overcome it. And there's certain parts of the tissue that have already died off, but what can you salvage? What can you keep being healthy? And I would just encourage you to stay with him on that. Keep being his cheerleader, because this will make a big difference in his life, and especially with his health. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, back pain, headaches. Whatever it is, realize this, that if the body can get sick, typically it can get well. And if you make radical changes in your life, the right kind of changes, good lifestyle changes, then your body can change. And that's the reality of it. And if you make different changes every single day, and you're willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to be like I was last year. I'm going to make some new changes for this year. I'm not going to be the same that I've been. I'm not going to be smoking like I did for the last 10 years. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to eat a bunch of junk food and fast food this year. I'm going to change to good, healthy food, start making my meals every day, taking them with me to work, little things like that. Exercising every morning, or maybe 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. Make some changes. If you start making some radical changes with your life and with your health and making that a priority, you're going to see some great results. And I believe this is going to be your best year yet. Let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
I'm pretty healthy, but I had some questions about supplements. I like to take supplements. I think everybody needs to.
I agree. What is your question?
I wanted to know, I've heard you talk about the cod liver oil a lot and saying that the capsules are rancid. Is that true with most capsules that you buy of the oils?
No, actually, it's not true with everything. The reality is that with cod liver oil and other supplements, different oils are different. Some you can take in oil form and some you can take in gel caps. So it's very different. But I'll tell you what, we're going into a break. I'm going to talk about the 4 supplements that everybody needs to take, no matter what. Children, adults, everything, in addition to a good diet for optimal health, when I come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready,
some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rebecca. And Rebecca had a question about supplements, and she was wanting to know more about cod liver oil. We'll talk about omega-3 oils a lot and how important omega-3 fatty acids are. We get a lot of omega-6 fatty acids in our diet. Egg yolks contain a lot of them, red meat, and a lot of the protein sources can contain a lot of the omega-6s. But it's really important to get a good balance of omega-3s. Omega-3s are so, so important to have plenty of those in your diet. And so the omega-3s, they play a big role in brain chemistry, endocrine function, which all are hormones, skin, hair, and nails, heart function. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're anti-inflammatory, so they cut down inflammation within the body. And she was wanting to know, because I talk a lot about if you put a fish oil in a gel cap, typically, is it okay or not? Well, here's the deal. If they put the gel caps where you can actually see the liquid moving in the gel cap, then usually it's cold pressed and the way they put them in there is okay. Now, here's the kicker with those. Most of the gel caps, 95% of them, will turn rancid when they put them into the actual gel cap itself. So you have to be really careful. And remember, when something turns rancid, oil turns rancid, it turns into a trans fat. And trans fat is one of the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So you want to use the oil, usually. I like cod liver oil. I'm a big fan. But also, any good omega-3 oil can be really be good for your health. Now, there's four supplements, though, no matter how good your diet is, no matter how organic it is, no matter how great your garden is in the back that has no pesticides and it's absolutely perfect and that's all you eat from and you kill the deer and you go and you milk the cow and it's raw milk and you're doing it and you're making it happen. You still need these four supplements. Dr. Ace, I eat perfect. I eat on a farm. Everything's perfect. It's as clean as it can be. It doesn't matter. You still need four supplements because our soil is what it is, and we're not getting enough omega-3s, and we just need these four supplements. You need a good whole food multivitamin. It's been proven to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Make sure it's whole food, though, and then it's not synthetic because a synthetic vitamin is overly processed, and the body can't really do much with it. So you may only use 5% of it rather than using most of it, like 90%, which is what you'll get from a good whole food vitamin. Now, digestive enzymes are important because we don't have the enzymes in our food supply. No matter how organic the vegetables are that you eat, I know that you're eating organic vegetables. I get it. But at the end of the day, you need more enzymes. We do as adults. Now, kids can handle it a little bit more, but adults definitely need more enzymes. And so digestive enzymes, 1 to 2 tablets with each meal should do the trick. Cod liver oil, omega-3 fats, vitamin A, and vitamin D. All of those critical. Vitamin A, good for eye health. Vitamin D, good for endocrine or hormone health. Also bone density and immune system all the way around. And then, of course, probiotics. That's number 4. Now, probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. The good bacteria is so, so important because our digestive tract is everything. Healthy gut, healthy body. Messed up gut, messed up body. And it's that simple. And so you want to put the right kind of stuff in. And within the gut itself, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of probiotics. Probiotics, you can do as many as the label says, whatever brand you end up getting at your local health food store. Make sure you do it on an empty stomach, though. And those four supplements are what we call the foundational four. You can check those out at DrAsaApproved.com or any health food store in your local area. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Let's go to Stella. Hi, Stella. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Glad
good to talk
to be
with
on
you.
With you. My question is, I'm 68 years old and was in real poor health as a young woman, but the last 14 years seem like I have went real well. But I've got my gallbladder out, they've taken the thyroid gland, I've had a lot of female trouble, and this is all in my young days. And about a year and a half ago, I moved to Kentucky.
Okay.
And I started, I was into a Bible college here in Kentucky, and I started at night.
Okay.
Seemed like it always come on at night.
So you started Bible college, and what happened at night?
I would lay down. I go to sleep right away, but maybe only sleep for 30 minutes, and I would wake up with crucial pain. I mean crucial pain to the left arm.
Okay.
So you couldn't hardly handle it.
All right. Now, when you started having the pain, Stella, did you go to your physician and get that checked out?
Well, no, not right away. Not right away.
Okay.
So then, I don't know, one night it came on so hard, and I was in such pain into the left arm. And the only thing I can think of, I have to throw up. And I am no person to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
But I made myself.
Okay. Did you feel better?
That relieved the pain.
Okay.
So I got into a habit for about 6 months there where I would wake up with this pain.
Where was the pain? Was there a pain in your stomach, Stella? Stella, was there a pain in your stomach anywhere or just your arm?
The arm and the chest.
And what did the doctor say?
Well, it went on, and I've fought high blood pressure for many, many years. I mean, high blood pressure was my one problem. And it got where then my blood pressure was going 198 over 101 to 2-something over. So then I went to a heart doctor, and he immediately, without saying anything, he said I had congestive heart.
Congestive heart failure, right?
So, yeah. So they did the monitor. And
well, I tell you what, let's do this. With congestive heart failure, let's hear the rest of the story when we come out of this break. Because, Stella, that's a big deal to have that for that long and then finally get diagnosed. Let's get into the rest of it in just a moment.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out online at getwellradio.com. Easy to find. Help kids have a healthy, active summer. Here's a little health tip from the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. I can suggest how kids can enjoy a healthy summer vacation. Number one, encourage kids to visit with friends in person instead of chatting with them on the phone. Number two, you can shut down the computer and video games finally and have the kids go outside for a game of tennis, hike, or rollerblading. That's a good idea. We've all become so stuck to the phones and the video games and all that. It's time to get out and play like we used to. But enroll the kids in a community sports league or sign them up for a run or walk in a 5K. Kind of a cool thing to do. Get out and walk a little bit. And maybe even for a charity type event would be kind of cool. So number four, volunteer the kids for summer camp, a cleanup effort, community garden, or project to build homes. So the fifth one, have kids babysit and take their charges for bike rides or to the park. So, I mean, there's some things. Just get active. I mean, get the kids, get the family out, and become more active and get out and just make something happen. Just get out from being indoors and stuck, because kids want to do that. They're gonna gravitate to what they're comfortable doing and definitely not want to get out of their own box. So that's something you can always help do and make a difference with. 888-283-7272, quote for the day. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. That comes from James chapter 3, verse 18. Are you a peacemaker or are you not? You'll know it by your health. I can assure you with that. People that seek peace and pursue it are those that have healthier immune systems. And they also have a healthier state of mind, more pleasant, more joy. And you can also see it in their face, less wrinkles and less of the aging process. Those are the people that you see and you think, wow, they look really young for their age. Those are the ones that have figured out to live their life in peace, to forgive others easily. And you'd be amazed at how that much of really our overall mindset plays a big role. It does. It plays a huge role in how well we function and in the overall strength of our bodies, good or bad. Rex, we're going to you next on the line. How can I help, Rex?
I just have a problem sleeping.
Okay.
I've been like it all my life. I mean, I work 78 to 86 hours a week every week, and I still don't sleep. I go in gym. I go to gym in between. I'm not fat, so I went to sleep doctor because I wasn't concerned because I wasn't overweight.
Yeah. Are you, when you say you work that many hours, is it one job or is it two jobs?
It's two jobs. I get like an hour and a half in between, and I go to gym. Within that hour and a half, go to gym, fix your hair, and head straight to my other job.
Do you have any full days off, like on the weekends?
Well, I took off today, tomorrow, and I'll be off until Sunday at 5 o'clock.
But every week, do you normally work 7 days in a row?
Yeah, every week. I've done it for about 8 years.
Is there a way to take a full day off every week?
Not every week. I have like two half days. I get off at 3 on Fridays, I'm off all night, and then Saturdays I get off at 4 and I'm off all night. And I don't go back until Sunday at 5. That's my normal week.
Are you married? Do you have kids?
I got kids. They're, my youngest one's 14.
Okay.
And I'm not married though.
Okay. So my first thing, however you need to work this out, you're asking me for my thought and opinion, advice, so I'm going to tell you, you need to figure out a way to have a full day off one day a week. I'm just telling you that, however you can make that happen, I would do your best to make it happen. Now, sleep issues, how many hours do you have to sleep? Like, what would your pattern be? What time do you get home at night? What time do you have to be at work the next day?
Get out at 11, and I had to be at work at 6:30 the next day.
You have to work this much, right?
Yeah, because I'm kind of live by myself, you know, buy my own house. Got another car. I got two cars and stuff, you know. I'm just trying to make it.
Wait a minute. So you got two cars.
I got one older one and a little bit newer car.
Why don't you sell one of them? Take the burden off.
No. I mean, that ain't, the car problem ain't no problem. I mean, one's already paid for, and, you know, I used that one because it's an older car. I drive it back and forth to work and go get my youngest daughter because she lives real far away.
Uh-huh.
I use that one for all the miles, and my good one I keep around. I try to make it last, you know what I'm saying?
I got it. Are they both paid for?
Not my new one. No, that's not paid for.
Okay. What's your payment on that a month?
$318.
Yeah. The reason I'm saying that is because, you know, for your health, if you could cut back even 2 to 3 hours a day, you're not getting enough wind down time. And you're going to have an issue sleeping as long as you keep the schedule up. It's not going to change. Because even though you get off at 11, you go back 6, you can come home, hit the pillow and be out, but you're not getting any personal time, any wind down time, and you're not getting a full day off a week. It's very hard for the body to maintain that. Now, you can take some supplements and eat a certain way and all, but it's going to be tough. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you could scale it back just a hair and maintain everything else, then you could probably start changing some sleep patterns that could be helpful. So I don't know if that's something that you'd be willing to do. And I'm not saying the car is putting you over the top, but it is something to think about. With whatever your bills are and all that, I would figure out a way to scale it back, because even if you could shave 2 hours off of each work day, take a full day off during the week, that would make a huge impact in your overall health. Okay? So do you eat well or do you eat on the run? Eat when you can.
I don't eat really well. I mean, I eat out. You know, I usually eat out because that's probably what I usually do most of the time.
Okay. You take any medicine?
No. I take a Somunex or some kind of sleeping pills. And then
it gets you to wind down.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
But stuff don't seem to really do much good.
How often do you work out? Do you work out every day?
No, 3 or 4 days a week.
And how long do you work out for?
I'm in there. I'm quick. I'm in there like
30 minutes?
45 minutes.
No, that's good. 30. Yeah, so your workout routine, that actually is really good. The eating habits is one thing I would really be focused on. I would probably work on starting to cook your foods one day a week, whatever your half day is. Put everything in the refrigerator, like a bunch of chicken breast or however you want to do that. And cook a bunch of vegetables, keep them in big Tupperware containers. That way you can just break it all down and take it with you. And that way you're not just grabbing things at a fast food place. Not from a perspective of being overweight, but from a perspective of putting the right kind of foods in so your body can function well. Because, see, if you don't eat well, it's very hard for everything from your hormone system to your brain chemistry to your neurotransmitters, all the things that function to help your body do what it needs to do during the day and then wind down and go to sleep at night. All of that really comes from our food supply and our habits. Now, the mental stress that you're under is pretty big because you're working multiple jobs and really pushing hard and trying to make it. How long you been divorced, or you just had kids and never got married?
I've been divorced for a long time, but huh? I've been doing this for 8 years, you know, at least 73 hours a week.
How long have you been divorced?
8 years.
How long have you been divorced?
Oh, like 10, 12 years, something like that.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is because emotionally for a guy, even though it may be a good situation, it may not be, it's that plays a role in your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is one of the biggest things you've got to tackle for increasing sleep. So this could be a real long conversation, but I'm going to tell you a couple of keys just from what I've heard from what you're going through. Number one is I would try to adjust your work schedule so you have a little bit more downtime so your body can have a chance to rest. Number two, you want to look at your brain chemistry. If you haven't had any blood work done, say, in the last 6 months, you might want to get some done and ask whoever does your blood work to check your neurotransmitters such as serotonin, acetylcholine, GABA, and dopamine. Have them check those and just see kind of where those lie. And those are some of the things I would look at for now. And the reason I'm getting into the whole divorce thing too is, you know, if you've got kids and you've got that, you know, the desire to want to support them, make sure they have a good life too. You don't get to be around them all the time. And, you know, or if you do, it's still tough, you know, being a single dad. So I just would look at all of that. The melatonin's fine, but it really is going to come down more to brain chemistry. That's why I get a blood test done, find out what the numbers are. Usually serotonin and GABA are the two that have to do with sleep. If you can't go to sleep or if you can't stay asleep, those two are hand in hand. But you want to find that out first. And then there's a whole different, I mean, once you find that out, if you want to call me back, there's a whole game plan that goes around each one of those neurotransmitters to get them to balance out in the brain, and you can do it naturally. So there's some testing that probably needs to be done. I wouldn't just let it go, that's for sure. Because if you've been doing this for 8 years, struggling with it for 8 years, the cool thing is you are exercising, and it sounds like you've got a good routine. I would push really hard to get one full day off. Whatever you got to do to do your work schedule. And I wouldn't do anything on that day. Nothing. Unless you want to hang out with your daughter or whatever. But I would make it just a non-work, turn the cell phone off kind of day and just hang out and go from there. Okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out many times to get well, stay well, and live well. So the question is, what kind of lifestyle changes are you making to go to the next level in your health? We'll be right back.
Are Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel Milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And we get questions a lot about people somewhere locally that can kind of do what we talk about here on the show. Well, we have a great network of what we call the Wellness Provider Network. And you can actually hook up with healthcare practitioners that are in your area that believe all this health and lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about. So you can check out getwellproviders.com, check out the website, and, of course, find one near you or someone that can help you along those lines. Not tough. And you can go to the next level in your health. It comes down to choices, and it comes down to your habits, and it comes down to learning what that really means. In Facebook, we had Herb, and he asked a question. He says, what causes acid reflux, and what can I do to help it? Well, acid reflux is caused by a couple of things, Herb. One is you always want to look at how much acid is being produced in stomach. So if hydrochloric acid is low, then you could have acid reflux. And if it's too high, you could have it as well. So there's a little test you can do, a little at-home kind of test, to figure that out. When you eat a meal that you normally would get reflux with, you can use apple cider vinegar. It's been kind of an old grandma remedy. And here's what will happen. If you have a low amount of acid and you take apple cider vinegar with a meal, it won't burn. It'll take the burn away. If you have too much acid already and take the vinegar, it'll burn even worse. So you'll know, and then that way you can go to your doctor and let them know that, and they can come up with a good strategic plan. Now, of course, if the foods you're eating are like grains or cow's milk, dairy, or some foods that are known to possibly cause an issue, you might want to back off and be a little careful with that. But for the most part, you'll be able to kind of tailor down and figure out what foods can cause it, which ones don't. My book talks a lot about those kind of foods, and our Get Well University program does as well, to teach you kind of how to go through that process. So at any rate, acid reflux can be very helpful with that, those products. And hydrochloric acid can be taken from a health food store. So if you lack having enough acid, then the hydrochloric acid supplements called betaine hydrochloride can be very, very helpful. Red beets are really good too, by the way. Just the regular beets that you would get at the grocery store. Organic, of course, if you can. Frozen, if that's the next best for you and you can't get the fresh ones. And they have some great components in the actual red dye. It's in there, can be very helpful. So good to put over salads and with your other meals, can be very helpful in these kind of situations. So hope that helps. You want to look at the apple cider vinegar. Old school, but it's still new school. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Timothy, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Asa. About 2 Septembers ago, I had a micro cerebral stroke, and I woke up super dizzy, and the room was spinning, and it was really incredible, and the taste in my mouth changed. It kind of went metallic. My vocabulary became, I found there were holes in my vocabulary, and my memory was kind of, it wasn't as good as it was before, and my eyes were really red for about a month. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. When I would walk the street, when I would walk from here to go downtown to the grocer, I always felt like I was listening to the left, like 2 or 3 degrees out. And so my blood pressure was up. It's normally like 125, 130 over 75. Mm-hmm. And it was up to 91. Well, it was up to 151 over 90. And so I went to the fire department every day and had them check my blood pressure, and I returned to normal except for everything I've said. I don't get dizzy like that anymore, but it comes and it goes. And I was wondering, if there were any nutrients that I might be able to take that would actually repair this problem.
Well, there's several things that can help just for the future. So it's not so much about repairing, it's about prevention. And, yeah, I mean, there are several things you can do. One is you want to do everything you can to protect the vessels within the body. You know, that's first and foremost. Do you eat pretty healthy now, or you're just starting to?
For the most part, I've been eating healthy for the last 25 years. Mostly in the last 10 years, just raw foods, as a matter of fact. I eat some cooked foods, but though they would be meats and fishes and chickens and things of that nature. But on the whole, I really save red meat and meats of that variety for holidays.
Okay, so what about like eggs and that sort of thing? Do you eat plenty of eggs? Whole eggs?
I eat eggs, but not plenty. No, but I do eat eggs, yes.
Okay. Whole eggs are really good for vascular protection. They can, in the egg yolk, you've got rutin, R-U-T-I-N, which is extremely protective, cardioprotective. CoQ10 is known to be very cardioprotective too, of course. And you can use supplement forms of that have been shown in studies to be extremely helpful. Then all the nuts and seeds, which I'm sure if you're going down that path of raw foods, you're eating plenty of those. Your fish oils, not in the gel caps, but the oil themselves, are extremely cardioprotective and vessel protective. But those are the kind of things you want to think about.
Some pretty good.
Go ahead.
Sure, continue, please.
Well, I was just saying that those all play a big role. And you definitely want to make sure that for next time, you know, kind of thinking down the road and what can I do so this doesn't ever happen again, kind of moving forward, along with the fish oil, which is extremely important, there are a couple of things, too, that I really, really like just from the protective standpoint. Superoxide dismutase, SOD, has some great research behind it. And vitamin D, believe it or not, in high levels. Now, not high toxic, but high normal. Okay, so I think normal on our ranges goes up to about 100. And most people's vitamin D hangs around 30 or 40. And at 40, you're still in the normal range. But getting it up around close to 100, they've shown, has some extreme cardiovascular benefits to it and can help prevent against stroke. That was a recent study that has just come out. So that might be something you want to look into. And you get a simple blood test done, and they can find that. Also, they found that keeping testosterone levels above 500, regardless of your age, has a huge role in stroke prevention. So look at some of that research. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.